Welcome to Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. We are moments away from Hillsdale Charger men's basketball season finale here at home. Hillsdale will be taking on Findlay, who they just played on Saturday at Findlay. The Chargers had a 13-point lead in the second half of that game, but were unable to finish it. Findlay came back and won by four. Chargers looking to get revenge here. As we're a moments away from the national anthem, we're going to take a quick break. When you come back, we'll have basketball on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. Welcome back to Radio Free Hillsdale on 101.7 FM. You're listening to Hillsdale men's Charger basketball. Hillsdale taking on the Findlay Oilers. As mentioned before, they played this same Findlay team on Saturday and let up a late lead in that game. Chargers come into this game at 17-9 on the season. Already pretty much locked up their bid for the GMAC tournament, but with a win today, could push them into a position to host a home game in that tournament. I'm Gabriel Vondrak. With me today is Evan Nick. Evan, what have you got for us?
Yeah, Hillsdale definitely the better team in this matchup today. I think that overall that Hillsdale just needs to play their own game and they should win. Like you said, last time that they played, they had a late lead, 13, 14 points maybe. I was talking to Cole McQueen, and he said that they kind of played rough in that second half and gave the game away in a way that they shouldn't have, in a way they don't normally do. So I think that if Hillsdale just comes out and plays their game, they don't need anything spectacular. They just need to play calm, under control basketball.
Yep, hoping to get things back on track here at home in the Don Tibbetts Potter Arena. 1 second as we're moments away from announcing the starting lineup. Starting for the Chargers tonight will be number 2, Ashton Janowski. Number 4, Charles Woodhams. Number 33, Joe Reuter. Number 22, senior Sam Vasu, and the big man, number 31, CJ Yarian. Doing the intros right now. Still a few minutes away from tip-off. The starters for Findlay, number 2, Nathan Bruns. Number 3, Will Aljancic. Number 12, Anthony Johnson. Number 24, Cameron Shaw. And number 13, Joey Edmonds. Edmonds plays most of the game for Findlay, more minutes than any other player on their roster. Findlay, a little bit of an up and down season. They come into this game 12-14. Like we said, they beat Hillsdale in their most recent game, and before that, got an overtime, double overtime win against Tiffin. So coming in on a little two-game win streak. They're a dangerous team offensively. They've shown multiple times this season that they can put up a lot of points. Hillsdale got to be on point defensively today. We don't have a repeat of the last game.
Yeah, Findlay, very offensive team here. Like you said, number 12, Anthony Johnson, he plays most of the game, freshman guard, but he's not their high scorer. Their high scorer is number 2, Nathan Bruns, averaging 15.6 points a game, followed by a couple points with 9, including Cameron Shaw and Will Aljancic. But it's Johnson who's distributing the ball, getting all the assists for the Findlay Oilers.
As a tip here between Yarian and Bruns, Findlay controls it. Cameron Shaw has it outside. Aljancic now with the ball, now to Johnson. Now to Bruns, ball moving quickly on offense. Johnson has it again, screen from Bruns. Little pick and pop action, doesn't get it. Edmonds now with it, outside to Johnson. Johnson on Yarian, size mismatch, but quickness mismatch for Findlay, and he takes advantage of it. Buries a little step back mid-range jumper. Findlay starting the scoring here.
Yeah, it was a great job there by Findlay, getting Janowski and CJ Yarian to switch. So you got a big man on a small man and somebody faster, so able to
down on the other end, Ashton Janowski unable to get the contested layup. Findlay rebound. Bruns has it outside. Aljancic drives in the lane, finishes with the right hand. Nice little Euro step move from Aljancic.
Yeah, already this Findlay team moving extremely fast.
Very fast on offense. A lot of movement, a lot of passes. Joe Reuter with the ball on the wing for the Chargers. Kicks it over to Yarian, out to Woodhams. Thinks about the three. Doesn't take it. Kicks it to his man Sam Vasu for three. No good. Rebound, Johnson. Johnson, shorter player. Very quick, very skilled. Cameron Shaw now at the top. Kicks it to Bruns. Gets it to Edmonds in the corner. Edmonds, little jab step and drive to the left. Dishes it to Shaw in the corner. Kicks it back out. Ball stolen by Joe Reuter.
Great tip there by Reuter. Way over his head, but he jumps up and tips it to himself.
Nice defensive play for sure. Yarian has it at the top of the key for the Chargers. Kicks it to Vasu. Vasu looking around. A little handoff to Janowski. I think they want to get the ball inside to Yarian. Unable to do so. Woodhams takes a three. No good. Nice rebound from Aston Janowski. Turns around and hits the little mid-range jumper in the paint.
That's his shot right there. Janowski, time and time again, he likes those little jumpers from the top of the key. If you give him space there, he's going to hit it every single time.
I think Aston Janowski is a little bit of a throwback player. He makes his money in the mid-range. As Bruns drives in hard for the Oilers and gets a finish off the glass. Nice take. It's 6-2. Finley with an early lead here a couple minutes into the game. Woodhams has it outside. Kicks it to Vasu. A lot of movement on this Chargers offense. Vasu swings it to Woodhams. Back to Vasu. Thinks about the three. Drives in hard. Little up and under move. No good. Tip back by Yarian. Also no good. Oilers get the rebound. Edmonds has it now.
Yeah, and just unfortunate there by Vasu. The shot was there, but it just rims out.
Yeah, had a nice, really a clean look on the layup. Now Johnson drives in for Finley. Also had a pretty clean look, but no good. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hillsdale ball.
Yeah, dangerous there. Almost let up an offensive rebound. Lucky to get that hit down into number three, Will Aljanak.
Aljanak. We'll sound it out together, and hopefully we don't get it wrong again.
This is why you do play-by-play and I do the color.
Yeah. Joe Reuter has it at the top of the key. Kicks it to number one, Caleb Glazer, just checked into the game. And Glazer able to get a bucket off. Nice little pick-and-roll action with number 21, Mikey McCollum. So two of the younger guys involved in a pick-and-roll, and it leads to a layup for the Chargers.
Yeah, two freshmen there. They had Finley lost. They had a wide-open layup. Great move.
Edmonds drives in the lane, throws up a nice little floater. It bounces around and eventually goes down. That's two more points for the Oilers. Glazer has it outside. Kicks it to Reuter. Now over to Woodhams. Glazer got a good look from three. Doesn't take it. Now he's trying to back down. Runs. Kicks it out to Reuter. Reuter drives in fast. Ball stolen. Stripped by Bruns. He's looking up ahead. Trying to get things going in the fast break. The Charger defense is there. Oh, but no, they're not. He finds Edmonds under the basket on a no-look pass. Correction, Johnson is who he finds under the basket. Two more points for Finley. They're up 10-4 about 5 minutes into this game.
Yeah, Hill still got to slow this game down here real quickly. Coming out to an early deficit.
They really need a bucket here. Glazer gets it inside. Nice spin move in the layup. Again, it was McCollum to Glazer.
Yeah, 4 points. 4 points right there for that duo.
Glazer and Mikey McCollum seeing an expanded role here late in the season. Both of them have played big minutes for the Chargers and have just come on more the longer the season has gone on. Edmonds has it outside for Finley. Kicks it to Johnson and then to Cameron Shaw. Shaw drives baseline and they're going to call a foul on Mikey McCollum on the drive. No shot. Foul on the floor as we're going to go to a timeout. You're listening to Radio Free Hillsdale on a 101.7 FM. Ted, how's it going?
Hey, Chargers fans, our concession stand is located near the arena entrance. On the menu tonight, Philly Cheesesteak.
Anything wrong with being a good sport? Helping an opponent up after knocking them down? Sincerely congratulating the other team after the game, win or lose? Showing respect for referees? It's how we should act every day at every game, because nothing beats good sportsmanship. To learn more about sportsmanship, visit the MHSAA website. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Welcome. Welcome back to Radio Free Hillsdale on 101.7 FM. You're listening to Hillsdale Men's Charger Basketball. Hillsdale down early, 10-6 to the Finley Oilers. As we mentioned before, they lost to Finley on Saturday in a game where Finley had to come from behind late and sort of steal one. Chargers need this win today if they want to keep their chances of hosting a tournament game alive.
Yeah, Finley playing with a lot of speed here early, trying to get quick passes and quick dribbles, not really taking the time off the shot clock, just looking for anything as soon as it comes, taking that first open look.
Being very aggressive, too, in trying to get to the basket, not settling for outside shots are the Oilers, as Finley will inbound it from underneath the basket.
We have no three-pointers yet this game on either side.
Nope, Edmonds has it for the Oilers. Kicks it to number four. That's Max Roth checking into the game for the first time. Now Landers has it, number 10. Aljancic takes a deep three. No good. Finley gets the offensive rebound. Fighting for it a little bit. Now that is Landers inside trying to go to work on Glazer in the post. Little turnaround hook shot. Gets it to go. That was a nice post move from Landers. Excuse me.
Yeah, it was a nice move. Unfortunate long rebound there on the three-pointer because Hillsdale, it had the numbers under the basket and inside the paint, but that rebound just came out real long and Finley able to corral it.
Glazer trying to return the favor on the other end. No, not able to get the basket to go. Finley has it off and running. So Roth with the ball, drives inside, draws a foul. Believe it's going to be on number 11, Cole McQuinney. That was number four, Max Roth, driving hard to the basket. And I guess McQuinney got a piece of his arm there.
Yeah, he really set a really, really nice screen, and it looked like he had a wide open basket. So maybe smart there by McQuinney to get the foul and at least make him shoot the free throws, especially now as he misses that first one.
Yep, Roth misses the first free throw as Eric Radicevich, big man, checks in for the Chargers. Score now 12-6. Finley leads it with 14 minutes and 30 seconds left in this first half. Roth makes that second free throw. McQuinney bringing it up for the Chargers. A little bit of a half-court press here, like they may trap. They get across. They don't. Finley's in a 1-3-1 zone defense.
Very irregular for this level of college basketball.
Yep, Chargers trying to get it inside. Kick ball there out of bounds. It'll stay with Hillsdale. Yeah, don't see the 1-3-1 very often.
No,
it's a trap-heavy defense. They may get out of it and switch into a man here. Let's see what they do. Now they're staying in it.
They move to a 2-3 defense here.
Yeah.
But staying in the zone.
Interesting zone as the Chargers try to get it inside to Radicevich. Ball is stolen, and that's what you're trying to do with the zone defense.
Yeah, tip pass there.
And they're going to have an offensive foul on number five. That is Mason Brandt. He pushed off to try to get his shot, and the ref wasn't going to let it go.
Yeah, he got his arm full extended. And it was a great job there by McCollum selling that foul.
As the Chargers beat the press with a long skip pass up to Mikey McCollum. The zone here giving him a little bit of trouble. Reuter has it at the top of the key. And another steal from Finley. So the zone is working so far. Bruns bringing it down. Kicks it to Roth, who stepped out of bounds. Roth had a layup, but stepped out of bounds on the baseline as he was driving to the hoop. As number 24, Bolte, will check in for the Chargers for the first time today.
Yeah, Hillsdale just really got to calm down against this zone. They're just speeding up too much. I don't think they're taking the space they're giving them.
They're trying to force the issue against the zone, and Finley's getting the best of the matchup so far. Bolte trying to go to work, gets it inside to Radicevich. Radicevich losing the ball, picks it back up. And it's going to be a timeout for Hillsdale. Hillsdale, I think, needs that timeout to regroup here. As we'll go to a break, you're listening to Radio Free Hillsdale on 101.7 FM.
The Virtual Voyage on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM.
Hillsdale can feel small, but with the Virtual Voyage, you don't have to leave the comforts of home to explore the beauty and wonder of Israel. Tune in to hear Abigail Snyder take you virtually through the sights and wonders of this beautiful land here on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
Welcome back to Hillsdale Charger basketball on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. Hillsdale put themselves in a little bit of a hole here early. They're down 6-13 against Finley with 13 minutes and 24 seconds left in this first half. This zone defense from Finley giving the Chargers fits. See if they can figure it out here out of the timeout. Sam Vasu gets the ball in the corner, but he's out of bounds. He stepped out of bounds. We're going to turn it over on the inbound.
Yeah,
not what Hillsdale was looking for.
Not pretty for the Chargers coming out of that timeout. Yeah, I guess that. So it's starting in a 1-3-1 defense, and then as soon as they get the ball in the paint, Finley will go back to a 2-3. It's a very, very unique style of defense. I've never seen it before out of any team.
As there's a fight for the ball on the other end, it's Bruns and Bolte going down. In a similar situation, Finley gets the timeout before the jump ball. So we will go to another timeout break. You are listening to Radio Free Hillsdale on 101.7 FM.
Integrity, commitment, love of the game. These traits describe the people high school sporting events can't start without. The officials. They're out there every day giving back to our kids. Let's give them the respect they deserve. Better yet, why don't you become one? Visit the MHSAA website for more information. There's help wanted. Just whistle. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Back to Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. Hillsdale Charger basketball down by 7 early in the game. Finley inbounding underneath the basket, getting it into number 10, Landers. Landers trying to go to work on Bolte. No good. Rebound Vasu, and he's pushing it for the Chargers. Trying to get down here before that they can get in the zone. Chargers losing the ball again, but Bolte gets it. Bounce pass to Radicevic. Back out to Vasu. Back over to Radicevic. Fakes the three. Gets the man to jump. Fakes it again. Fakes it a third time.
And
gets it to go.
Four pump fakes.
Four shot fakes from Eric Radicevic. He looks like Nikola Jokic out there. Big man burying the three from deep. Chargers now down by four. 9-13. Finley has it outside. Bruns kicking it to Roth. Roth back to Bruns. Bruns driving baseline, and the ball is stolen. He tried to pass it, but Vasu got it. Vasu is running again. A nice little finger roll layup. No good. I don't know what just happened. I'm not sure what happened.
He didn't shoot the ball.
It looked like Finley was trying to go for the rebound, tipped it in on the Chargers basket,
and there's a foul on
Vasu. So Vasu now going for a three-point play, and I don't know if he was the last one to touch the ball before it went in the basket.
No, he definitely was not. He wasn't the one who actually shot the basketball, but when Finley was going up, they fouled him, hit the basketball in their own basket.
A little bit of a wild sequence. Vasu misses the free throws. Chargers still down two. Score is 13-11.
It seemed like that three-pointer by Radicevic was exactly what this Charger team needed. Get the crowd into the game. Everybody's very excited. All of a sudden got really loud here in Potter Arena.
Absolutely. Bruns has it outside. Kicks it to Roth. Tight defense from the Chargers. You can feel the intensity of this game. Edmonds tries to drive baseline. Vasu cuts him off. Takes a fadeaway mid-range shot, and it's good. Great shot from number 13, Joey Edmonds.
Yeah, very calm, collected. Looks like Janowski there, taking a calm, collected mid-range jumper.
Cole McQuinney has it at the top of the key for the Chargers. Now to Garrett Bolte. Over to Sam Vasu in the corner. Hard drive. Skip pass to McQuinney for three. Good! From the same spot that Radicevic hit it, Cole McQuinney gets a three of his own.
Yeah, and it looks like Hillsdale's finally figuring out this zone defense. Radicevic was open a couple times there, and Hillsdale a little bit late to hit him, but I don't think they'll be late next time if that comes around.
Well, that's the problem of playing a zone is you usually leave shooters open, and so the question is, can you shoot a team out of a zone? Chargers now back-to-back threes as Finley will miss the basket on this end. Bolte with the rebound. Chargers down by one. Looking to take their first lead in this game. Mikey McCollum from the same spot. He misses the three, but he's fouled.
Yeah, going to be shooting three free throws here on a late foul after the shot by Finley.
Fouled on a three-point attempt. Not what you want to see if you're Finley, as we're going to go to a quick... Welcome back to Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. Sorry about that delay. Dealing with some technical difficulties here. We'll try to get you up to speed as fast as we can. The Chargers now lead 32-20 over the Finley Oilers with 3 minutes and 28 seconds left in this first half. Evan, what do you have?
Here's what you missed. You missed Eric Radicevich, iso ball, and one big man basketball. You missed Cole McQuinney, fadeaway three, and since you guys were not here, me and Gabriel just screamed at it. Very exciting plays right there. I would say those were the two highlights from what I watched. What about you got?
Yeah, those were mine as well. That was the first thing I thought of. And yeah, we went ahead and broke the microphones on McQuinney's three. The whole Potter Arena was rocking. Aljancic has it outside for Finley. Luster takes a three. No good. Rebound, Joe Reuter.
Yeah, Hillstill done a great job, especially since you've been gone, of playing phenomenal defense. I mean, there was one shot where they had to force a shot clock error. They were able to slow Finley down, not let them get easy shots early in the shot clock. And they took a fadeaway three on the sideline and airballed.
Chargers playing good defense and handling the zone much better than they did in the first half. As Eric Radicevich tries to go to work again, it's no good, and the ball goes out of bounds. Looks like it'll stay with the Chargers.
Yeah, Finley, a very high-low team. Like we said, not just in their games, but in their play style. You can see why they're so hit or miss every game.
A little bit up and down, a little bit streaky. Charles Woodhams has it outside. Hand off to Cole McQuinney. Quinney driving hard into the lane. Looking for a man to cut. Nobody's there. He kicks it out to Mikey McCollum. McCollum playing iso ball. Shoots the shot. No good. That was a deep two. Edmonds bringing it up for the Oilers. Now kick pass to Roth. Roth has shown that he wants to get to the basket in this game. Hand off to Aljancic. Finley running a little handoff motion. Roth takes the three there. That's good. That's the first time we've seen him shoot from the outside. Score now, Hillsdale 32, Finley 23.
I think a huge credit here on this Hillsdale defense has been Eric Radicevich. Finley Oilers have not gotten the ball inside since he has been in the game.
As Radicevich takes a three, no good. Rebound, Brandt. Ball now in the hands of Roth.
I think Coach finally gave him the green light after that quadruple pump fake.
Anybody that can hit a three after pumping four times has a green light, because that is tough to do. Brandt takes a mid-range shot for the Oilers. No good. Rebound, Mikey McCollum. McCollum running it up himself.
Like that right there. Radicevich able to help, and Finley super slow to rotate his guy and bring him down.
As we got a jump ball now between Roth and Reuter. Reuter had it, lost it, and both went down. Not going to take a break. We are not going to take a break. Charger basketball. Ashton Janowski and Sam Vasu. CJ Yarian checking back in the game. Reuter and Woodhams stay on the floor. It'll be Vasu inbounding for the Chargers.
Yeah,
on their end.
Got a minute 41 left. Hillsdale up 32-23.
Ashton Janowski trying to go to work. And they're going to call an offensive foul. And Evan, I think that was a good acting job there by Finley.
I think so too.
I think Janowski just barely put a forearm on him as he was dribbling, and the defender fell back and got the call. That was a high IQ play. Hillsdale leads it by 9, coming up on a minute and a half left here in the first. Edmonds, Woodhams on defense. Now Aljancic outside. Reuters hits it out of his hands, out of bounds. Ball will stay with Finley.
Yeah, a great tip there by Reuter. Getting in it, almost bounced back off of number three, but
just kind of a mindset that you're going to be aggressive on defense no matter what. Not giving him anything easy here. Edmonds has it outside. Back to Bruns. Takes a deep three-pointer. No good. Nice rebound from Yarian. Starts the break himself. Now gets into the hands of Sam Vasu. Vasu drives in. Kicks out to Janowski for that mid-range shot. No good. Offensive rebound, CJ Yarian. Back up to Vasu. Over to Janowski. Little crossover move. Reuter now has it. Back to Janowski. Now Yarian, top of the key. Reuter gets it off a screen and then driving a beautiful up and under reverse move by Joe Reuter, high off the glass.
Yeah, great Euro step there by Reuter to just
very very skilled basketball play. That's a difficult shot to make, and he made it look easy.
Yeah, so much confidence with him. He does everything to a very high level. There's no weak point in his game.
Roth has it outside for Finley. Now to Bruns. Back to Roth. Roth driving hard, and he gets a nice finish of his own. And he's going to be fouled and have a chance for a three-point play.
Yeah, it was a great drive there. Yarian able to he faded into Yarian a little bit because Yarian wasn't trying to foul him. Yarian knew that he had the layup there, but he stepped back kind of into Yarian and drew the foul.
Like I've said about number four, Max Roth, early in this game, he likes to get to the hoop, and he's a pretty good acrobatic finisher.
Yeah, and he likes contact. He doesn't shy away from it.
No, well, trying to get to the foul like he did here. Chance for a three-point play. Hillsdale leads it 34-25 with 20 seconds left in the first half. Free throw is good. Janowski brings it up. Chargers can hold it for the last shot here. I believe that's what they want to try to do. Janowski has it at the top of the key. It's a four-out look. Five-out look, pardon. Yeah, a little action inside. 5 seconds left. The Sioux has it. 2 seconds left. Not able to put it up. Ball is stolen. And Finley throws it up, and he makes the shot, makes a half-court shot.
They're saying he shot it after the buzzer was dead.
They're saying the shot was no good. They may have to review it, though, because that one was close.
Yeah, I think he just kind of threw it up, too. He got really lucky there. I don't think he knew exactly where the basket was when he was shooting the ball.
Well, if it is good, it would be the third buzzer beater in the gym today. We had two in the women's game, both for Hillsdale. They hit one of them was just a regular three-point jump shot. The other was about, I would say, on the logo. It was a long three, but at the end of the second quarter and the third period. As we're going to go to halftime here at the Potter Arena, you're listening to Radio Free Hillsdale on 101.7 FM. Welcome back to Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM. You're listening to Hillsdale Charger Basketball. We got about a minute and a half left here in halftime. The Chargers lead 34-26 over the Findlay Oilers, trying to get a little bit of redemption from that game they lost on Saturday at Findlay. Evan, are we able to have the stats up yet? Still working on getting some of those first half stats up?
Sorry, got caught in my dance break.
It was a little bit of a slow sorry, I know. Unfortunately, we can only hear you. We can't see the dance moves.
It's probably fortunate for them.
Yeah, it's probably is fortunate probably for everybody involved. Chargers, a little bit of a slow start. They were down 6-13 early. Hit some big shots. They were struggling against the Findlay zone. They were going, a little bit of a matchup zone. Not a matchup zone. Running a 1-3-1 until the Chargers would get the ball inside. Then they transitioned to a 2-3 defense, but eventually able to figure it out. Chargers started shooting the ball well from the outside, and that's why they're up by 8 now.
Yeah, so a lot of Chargers with points. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of the 10 players who have played have scored in this game. And the high scores for the Chargers are only 6 points. Both Cole McQuinney and Aston Janowski both have 6. Players of the Steel, Janowski has 1. Vasu has 1. Reuter's got 1, and McQuinney's got 1. Rebounding for the Chargers, Vasu has 3. Sam Vasu, who is a shorter guard, so great job rebounding so far in this game.
Great hustle him. Guy. Yeah, tracking down the ball.
The big man, CJ Yarian, has 3. And then Mikey McCollum has 3 as well. Yarian has 2 offensive rebounds, though.
And then, simply put, it's been a team effort.
Yeah, it has.
Hillsdale.
Pretty much in all the stats, they're all low numbers.
Getting a lot of contributions from everybody who's played. As Findlay will have it first, inbounding here is Joey Edmonds. Number 4, Charles Woodham's on defense. 34-26 game as Bruns will take the first shot for the Oilers from 3. It's no good. Rebound Woodham's. Janowski brings it up for the Chargers.
Yeah, we saw him begin to try to open that up in that second half. Bruns shot a couple three-pointers late there, but still hasn't connected on one yet, I don't believe.
Vasu had a little handoff action, kicks it out to Woodham's. To Reuter, into Yarian with a cross-court pass to Janowski. Great pass. But the three-pointer from Janowski, no good. Edmonds now on the attack for Finley. Little turnaround mid-range shot off the glass. Pretty move, no good. Offensive rebound, Finley, and they are able to finish at the hoop.
I think Hillsdale thought that ball was already in. I mean, it really rolled out kind of after it already been caught in the rim. A couple of Hillsdale players left the rebound, and then Finley was able to corral it.
Yarian has it at the top of the key. Shoots the three, no good. Off the back iron, Woodhams gets it. And has it at the top of the key. Now back to Yarian. Over to Vasu. Vasu drives into the paint. Turn around, back out to Reuter. Reuter drives in, left-handed, and finishes with the right on the opposite side of the basket. Nice reverse layup from Joe Reuter. It's the second one today
of the game. Yeah, the first one included that little Euro step there, but that one, another difficult shot, reverse shot that he made look really easy there.
Maybe didn't quite match the flair of that first one, but a very pretty move nonetheless.
And the difficulty still extremely high.
Yeah. The Sioux now on Shaw, who drives it in for the Oilers. Gets a finish with a right hand on the left side. Nice little layup. 36-30. Chargers still in the lead. Reuter has the ball at the top. Kicks it over to Woodhams. Woodhams back to Reuter. Off the screen. Gets an open look from three and buries it. High arcing shot from Reuter. And it's good.
Yeah, that's where he likes it right there. When they give him space to shoot that three-pointer, and he's going to take it every single time.
Rarely does he get that good of a look. No way he was going to pass it up. Al Jancic has it outside for the Oilers. Now Bruns at the top of the key. Little handoff to Edmonds. And Al Jancic with a wide open look from three. And it's good. Finley with a three of their own to answer.
Yeah, one too many switches there for Hillsdale. Yarian switching and Reuter switching. And then two guys on one man left Al Jancic wide open on the three-point line.
As Finley called for the foul on the other end, it's Sam Vasu drawing it. And it's a first team foul of the half for Finley. Not a shooting foul on the floor. Janowski will inbound for the Chargers. Just throws it into Yarian in the corner. Kicks it back up to Vasu. Woodhams trying to get free off the screen. He doesn't. Reuter now post-feeding it into Woodhams. Goes in strong and finishes through contact with a left hand.
Yeah,
that was a tough shot.
That was a great shot there by him. And once again, fading into that contact and not away from it to draw the end one foul.
Yeah, let's see if he can convert here. Chargers up 41-33 with 17 minutes and 18 seconds left in the game.
Yeah, he almost lost the ball there on the dribble, but when he was able to spin around and grab it, he made another spin move and then finished that great shot.
And Woodhams completes the three-point play. Chargers now up by nine. Joey Edmonds bringing it up for Finley. Little ball to Al Jancic on the elbow, then hand off to Shaw. Back up to Bruns here. A lot of movement, trying to get some open looks. Shaw has it, kicks it back up to Bruns at the top of the key, drives hard to the basket. Thought he was fouled, not called. And then there's a fight for the ball as Bruns falls out of bounds. They're just going to call it out of bounds. Hillsdale ball, no foul.
Yeah, there was contact there both ways, and I think the ref decided, rather than deciding to make a call either way, let the guys play if they're both going to play aggressive.
Yep, just let them play. A little bit different than what we saw in the girls' game. There were more fouls than I've seen in a college game this year, seemingly.
It was really just the same ref calling all the fouls, no matter where the foul was on the court. Guy would call it all the way across the court.
Glazer has it for the Chargers, trying to back down Landers, and trying to hit Janowski in a cross-court pass, but threw it way over his head. That pass just got away from him.
Yeah, just let it go a little bit too early, too high.
Edmonds bringing it up for Finley. Shaw, Johnson, Al Jancic, and Landers all in the game for Finley.
Yeah,
Al Jancic gets it at the elbow and a quick drive. Oh, what a block by Caleb Glazer. That was an emphatic block.
That was. He's very, very strong and drove that ball all the way back into the ground and out of bounds.
I was gonna say, it's one of those blocks where it didn't really swat the ball. He sort of grabbed it and they both had it, and you just sort of drove him right back down into the ground.
Yeah, Al Jancic does lead Finley with 9 points. So good job there shutting him down by Glazer.
Edmonds has it for Finley, top of the key. Trying to go to work, kicks it over to Roth, takes a deep three, no good. scramble for the rebound. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Finley. They'll say Hillsdale touched it last.
Yeah, both teams, as soon as that ball goes out of bounds, start pointing in their direction.
Yeah,
everybody
thinks they know. At least wants to know. Roth has it, kicks it over to Shaw. Aggressive defense by the Chargers. Shaw bounce pass into Landers. Landers backing down. Glazer trying to get inside, and a little too physical there from Glazer. Going to be a foul on the shot. Shot no good. It'll be two free throws for Landers when we get back from a media timeout. You're listening to Radio Free Hillsdale on 101.7 FM.
The benefits of playing multiple sports from the youth level through high school are being proven even by those who've made it to the so-called next level. More college coaches want multi-sport athletes, and nearly 90% of the players taken in the recent pro football draft played multiple sports through high school. To learn more about multi-sport participation, visit the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Back to Radio Free Hillsdale on 101.7 FM. You're listening to Hillsdale Charger basketball. Chargers lead the Findlay Oilers 42-33 with 15 minutes and 56 seconds left in this game. A little bit of an offensive lull here on both sides. It feels like points are harder to come by in this second half.
Yeah, and the only points that really have come for either team have been the three-pointers and the
three-pointers
long shots.
And couple of free throws as the teams are yet to break the huddle.
Yeah, on that last play when Glazer had the foul, I think he had the block, but when he came down and hit the arm of the Finley player, that was when he actually had the foul. Originally, I think that he had a clean block, but he just swung all the way through it, swung a little bit too hard, and that's when they got him.
Yeah, the foul was on the follow-through. See that pretty often. Jagger Landers, number 10 for Findlay, at the line. As the Hillsdale student section is letting him know about the air ball that he shot earlier in the game. This one is good. First free throw. Yep. Shooting one more.
42-34, Hillsdale lead. 16 minutes left to go in the second half.
As Landers will make both free throws. So we're going to get a little pressure here from Finley. Not much to matter. Hillsdale beats it easily. Reuter has the ball, bounce pass to McQuinney. And they're in this 1-3-1 until Hillsdale can get him out of it. Mikey McCollum has it over on the wing. Now back to Woodhams at the top of the key. Woodhams trying to get inside the paint. Out to McCollum for three, and it's good! And that's how you beat the zone, Evan.
Like we said, you got to shoot him right out of it. Don't let him sink in that paint. Force him to make the error by going wide in that zone. Great job there.
Exactly how you do it. Get the ball inside, get him to converge, and then kick it back out to your shooters. As we have a jump ball on the other end. It's Cole McQuinney and one of the Findlay guards getting tangled up. As Garrett Bolte will check in for Reuter. Yeah. Reuter going to take a breather here.
Finley continuing this half-court type. Now they're going to a man pressure, I believe.
Looks like we're going full court here. McQuinney has it for the Chargers. One-on-one. He'll beat the pressure pretty easily, getting across half court. And Finley just playing straight-up man-to-man defense here. Haven't seen much of that today.
They definitely didn't like the look of the wide-open three-pointer.
As McQuinney gets a shot off of a screen, it's another three-pointer for Hillsdale.
So the zone doesn't stop the three-pointer, and the man doesn't stop the three-pointer. What will?
I'm not sure. As a great block from Charles Woodhams on the other end, it was Edmonds trying to get the layup. Charles Woodhams wasn't having any of it.
Yeah, another forceful block where he kind of grabbed it in the air like we talked about earlier and slammed it down.
Yep, 48-35, Hillsdale leads. Momentum on their side. They're looking to open this thing up. Finley has the ball. Deep pass behind the midcourt line. Bring it back up. Roth has it. Little fake handoff. Kicks it over to Edmonds, over to Al Jancic. Back to Edmonds at the top of the key. It's Woodhams on defense. Edmonds drives hard left side, finishes with the right hand off the glass. That was a pretty move.
Yeah, it was. Wide open layup there. Hillsdale got to play a little bit better defense.
As Woodhams drives in strong for the Chargers and gets a little layup of his own. 50-37. Hillsdale leads after the strong drive from Charles Woodhams.
Finley playing a five-out look. Oh, now they're putting a big man in there. They were playing a five-out look for a long time, trying to just use speed and get wide open drives without any help.
Roth trying to get his way in the lane. A little bounce fast pass to a cutting Al Jancic. Looks like we'll have a shooting foul. Al Jancic shooting two. Will Al Jancic, number three.
Yeah, fouls on
a freshman forward.
Yeah, fouls on Glazer right there. Once again, jumping, trying to get a nice little highlight block like he had earlier, but this time unable to come away with it.
Finley taking advantage of Glazer's aggressiveness as Glazer will take a breather. Eric Radicevich checking back into the game. He had a nice first half. Couple of big shots and some excellent defense. As Al Jancic makes both free throws. Cole McQuinney bringing it up for the Chargers. It's Roth on defense. Bounce pass to Radicevich outside the arc. Hand off to Woodhams. Woodhams back over to McQuinney. Bounce pass into Radicevich. Radicevich takes advantage of the size mismatch and finishes off the glass.
Hillsdale has two of the biggest guys in the entire GMAC between Eric Radicevich and C.J. Yarian. Radicevich a little bit bigger size-wise, Yarian a little bit taller, but two guys that nobody wants to match up to size-wise in the GMAC.
Absolutely. Edmonds drives in hard on McCollum. Turn around, he finds Landers wide open for a three, takes a gathered dribble, and misses the three-pointer. Charles Woodhams on the rebound, and he's out running for the Chargers. Gets it to Radicevich. God, he's so patient with that move. Dribble it inside, turn around off the glass. He's going to work.
A great game here by Radicevich. I think he leads Hillsdale in points now, as forcing Finley to call a timeout and regroup here.
Yeah, Finley going to take a timeout, and we'll take a timeout of our own. You're listening to Charger Basketball on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM.
Hometown Heroes, protecting the freedoms we love since 1776. Tune in at 9 a.m. Saturdays and 9 p.m. Sundays to listen to the tales of those who served so that freedom may forever fly. Here on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM.
Welcome back to Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM. We got Hillsdale Charger basketball. Chargers lead 54-39 against the Finley Oilers. It's been a good start to the second half for the Chargers, especially good start for Eric Radicevich. The past two possessions down, he's able to go to work on the low block. They don't have anybody who can match up with him size-wise, and he's a skilled big man. He's not just using his size. He's great at these little turnaround shots, hook shots, jump shots, and uses the glass very well.
Yeah, he's using his size extremely well, and he's extremely athletic. He's averaging right now 1 point per minute, which is an insane efficiency. He leads the team with nine, tied with Cole McQuinney and Charles Woodhams.
Getting even contributions are the Chargers. 12 minutes, 50 seconds left. Chargers up 54-39. Finley has the ball. Edmonds with it, top of the key, kicks it over to Roth. Trying to get it inside to Landers. Good defense from the Chargers. Edmonds now driving it himself. High off the glass, left hand. Ball bounces out, no good. Cole McQuinney brings it up for the Chargers.
Yeah, Eric Radicevich stealing the rebound from his own teammate, Garrett Bolte, right there.
Eric Radicevich wants it all tonight. He's got it on now again on this end. Turn around, hard inside, no good that time, but Bolte gets the offensive rebound. Back to Mikey McCollum for three. It's short, no good. And Brandt with the rebound for the Oilers. So they went right back to Radicevich, but unable to get it that time.
After the play, a little bit of extracurricular activity. by whoever was defending Radicevic, and the crowd seemed to see it, but the ref might have missed it. Had a little push there.
As Finley loses it out of bounds on an errant pass, Chargers get it off the Oiler turnover.
Yeah, look for them to get the ball into Radicevic and him to draw a foul right here really early on this one.
I think they're going to continue to go at it. There's just nobody size-wise that can match up with him right now. Bolte has it at the top of the key. Kicks it to Radicevic. Shot fake. Hand off to Vasu. Vasu trying to get it back to Radicevic. He does. Long two. Shot fake. Spin. Turnaround. Jump shot. No good. Offensive rebound. Bolte. Bolte out to McQuinney. Takes the three. No good. Roth has it for the Oilers, and he's on the move. Trying to get inside. Kicks it over to his man, Edmonds. Step back. Doesn't take the shot. Swings it around to Roth, who takes the three. No good. Landers fighting for the rebound. I think they're going to call a foul on Cole McQuinney.
Yeah.
It's like a loose ball foul.
They had the size mismatch, and they weren't able to get the switch off of Radicevic and McQuinney. Cole McQuinney trying to get a good box out there, and they called him, I think, on the arm extension.
And looks like we're going to take a break here as you're listening to Charger Basketball on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM.
Radio Free Hillsdale has some great short features to tune into throughout the day. Catch the Grammar Minute with Lauren Smith to get a one-minute lesson on words and phrases we use every day and how we might be using them wrong.
I'm Lauren Smith, and today we'll talk about when you should and shouldn't use contractions.
Or tune into the Policy Corner with host Josh Barker to get the latest on the bills Congress is debating.
Today we're going to take a closer look at the changes to retirement programs made by the omnibus bill.
Tune in on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM, or catch all our features on Apple Podcasts.
Welcome back to Hillsdale Charger Basketball on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM. Chargers lead 54-39 with 11 minutes and 22 seconds left in the second half. They're up on these Findlay Oilers, same team they lost to this past Saturday, in a tight game.
Yeah, they've been playing really, really well, but they had this lead before in their game on Saturday, and now they just got to play calm basketball and not let Finley go on a quick run here.
Exactly. Chargers in a familiar spot here, hoping that they don't have the same letdown that they did just a few days ago, as Finley will be shooting free throws.
No, ball out.
Sorry, I'm wrong. Inbounding underneath the basket. On offense, Edmonds has to throw it way back to Brandt. And now Hillsdale with a steal. Mikey McCollum steals the ball, kicks it up to Reuter, thinks about the three, doesn't take it, kicks it over to Janowski. Sam Vasu now with the ball. A little screen and roll action, and he gives it to Radicevic. See if he can go to work here again. Finley got a double, kicks it out to Reuter, and back down to Vasu in the corner for three, and it's good. Yeah, that's what you get with those double teams.
They've started doubling, and now Radicevic is just going to start finding the shooters, and the shooters have been hitting all day for Hillsdale.
Yep, Sam Vasu in the corner. Nice three-point shot as Johnson takes a little mid-range fadeaway. No good. Foul on the floor. It's going to be on Mikey McCollum.
Yeah, another attempted box-out foul right there for Hillsdale.
Yep. Kind of a box-out foul on a smaller guard player. McCollum and Radicevic will sit down. Woodhams and Yarian check in for the Chargers. Edmonds has in the corner, gets a guy to bite on a shot fake, takes the three, no good. Rebound, Janowski kicks it up to Woodhams, who's off and running. Goes up strong, has a shot blocked by Bruns. But Reuter picks it up and goes inside, and what a move to finish with a left hand by Joe Reuter.
Yeah, went right around Bruns right there to make that little touch finish, and it was beautiful touch on the layup.
He seemed to hang in the air forever. Bruns has it on the other end for Finley, trying to go to work in the low post. Throws a shot up, doesn't get the bounce. Yarian with the rebound. Vasu will bring it up.
Yeah, he'll still up 20 now with a very comfortable lead. Just got to keep that up.
Ashton Janowski's able to get inside and flip it up with a finger roll. That was a crazy shot. No foul.
Yeah, falling down.
Finish.
About halfway to the ground, he tosses the ball up. Looking at the basket, he seemed to know exactly where he was going with the basketball and somehow finish it.
Aljancic misses the three. Chargers get the rebound and are on the move again. Janowski has it. Now to Vasu. Drives baseline, trying to get in the paint, loses the ball, and he's fouled. Sam Vasu draws the foul on number 12, Anthony Johnson. Will be the Oilers' third foul. Third team foul this half. Vasu will inbound underneath the basket. Gets it out to his man, Ashton Janowski.
Yeah, Bruns now has four fouls on the game with still 9 minutes left in the second half.
Janowski short on a three. Yarian with the offensive rebound. Woodhams now with the ball. They get it into Reuter inside, and another great finish at the basket for Joe Reuter. He's fired up.
Yeah, he almost, I think he was really looking into the contact, almost drew a foul, but the refs didn't give it to him. Still a great finish there by Reuter.
Great, strong, physical play from Joe Reuter. Chargers now lead at 63-39. Bruns underneath the basket. Oh, and a push afterwards. I think we may have a no technical.
I don't know. I don't know what the refs are coming to discuss it as they're sending the teams to the bench.
Bruns was fouled by Yarian on the shot. A shooting foul was called. And then after that, you got a little bit of a push and a shove between Bruns and Yarian.
And Bruns already does have four fouls, so a technical foul will end his game tonight.
Let's see what they decide here. The officials huddling up. And, you know, he may have been mad about the foul on Yarian, but it was a common shooting foul. It didn't look like anything.
No, it didn't look like anything.
Anything egregious to me.
He seemed to be frustrated, though, by Radicevic much earlier in the game. There was a little bit of pushing, as we pointed out earlier.
Yeah, and this time it was between him and Yarian, who Yarian hasn't been in as much as Radicevic was.
And he is going to get a technical foul.
They did issue him a technical.
So he's done for the game because he's got five.
And that'll be his fifth foul, and he'll be out. And who's going to shoot the free throws now?
I'm not going to lie.
Is he allowed to shoot the free throws?
I don't know what the rule is.
I don't think I've ever seen this.
No, I have no idea who's going to shoot. Although I will say when players get injured, they let other players shoot the free throw for them.
They may just be able to choose.
I don't know what's going to happen exactly now. It might be the player who comes in for him. But we'll see
perhaps
what happens as Hillsdale.
Yeah, I was going to say Reuter now taking the technical free throw for the Chargers. Makes that one.
High fives his air teammates that aren't down there.
It's all about the routine with Joe Reuter, though. you know the work ethic that this guy has. He's practiced this a million times.
I see him in the gym like every time I'm in here.
Exactly. He's never not in the gym.
And he's
coming at 5:30 in the gym, and then at night at 9 o'clock he's still in the gym.
Yeah, and he's going to make both free throws right there. And now we're going to see what's going to happen on the other end.
It looks like Landers will be taking the free throws instead of Bruns. And losing Bruns is huge. He's the leading scorer for Finley. So the fact that they're not going to have him the last 9 minutes of this game is big.
Especially already down such a large deficit.
Yeah, it may not matter either way. The Chargers up 25 in this game. 65-40 as Landers makes the first free throw. He'll have one more. Makes that one as well. So 24-point game, 9 minutes left. Hillsdale looking to hang on and win in this season finale, regular season finale.
Yeah, looking to
Woodhams
host.
Woodhams has it on the wing.
Hosting a playoff game on Tuesday, hopefully.
Right you are, Evan. Woodhams down in the corner, trying to get it into Yarian. Ball tipped. Reuter finds it. Bounce pass back out to Woodhams. Trying to drive baseline. Gets into the paint. Little fadeaway jump shot is good.
Great.
Beautiful shot from Charles Woodhams.
Great shot right there. Got enough space. Jumped a little bit away to create that just last little bit of extra that he needed.
As Aljancic drives in. Got away with a little bit of a push there and finishes a teardrop shot of his own.
I think both teams right there got away with a little bit of a foul. Ref, yeah. Once again, letting it play on when both teams were aggressive.
It's been a physical game. Yarian has it for the Chargers at the top of the key. Now over Reuter. Now Janowski. Janowski probes baseline. Back out to Woodhams. 4-3. No good. Yarian fighting for the rebound. Throws it in. Saves it to Reuter. What a great hustle play from C.J. Yarian.
What a great hustle play, and he throws it so far on the save.
As Ashton Janowski takes a mid-range shot, no good, a rebound Finley. Edmonds brings it up. Now Aljancic, handoff to Johnson. Sorry about that. As we will taking a break.
Short media timeout.
Short media timeout. You're listening to Charger Basketball on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM.
Want more Radio Free Hillsdale? Of course you do. Check out our website at radiofreehillsdale.com, where you can access all of our content. It also provides you with a place to see when your favorite shows will be on air. Peruse the Awards tab to view our long list of shows and features that have won awards at the state and national level. Check out the Leadership page to meet the students that make Radio Free Hillsdale possible. Again, visit radiofreehillsdale.com to see everything we have to offer.
Welcome back to Radio Free Hillsdale on 101.7 FM. Hillsdale Charger basketball. The men's team leads Finley 67-45 with 7 minutes and 36 seconds left. So last Saturday, Hillsdale had a 13 or 14 point lead in the second half and let Finley come back in this game. Today, they lead by 22 with 7.5 minutes left, and I won't jinx anything, but it's looking pretty good for the Chargers right about now.
Yeah, they decided the 14-point lead wasn't good enough last Saturday. They needed to come out with a 22-point lead in the second half.
Well, at one point, this game was over 25 points. Got close to 30 even. A little bit closer now. Finley's leading scorer on the season, Nathan Bruns, is fouled out of this game. So Oilers will be without one of their most productive offensive players and facing an uphill battle here.
Yeah, and they're pressing here to try to get some points real quickly.
Not successful. Chargers easily beat it now on their side of the court. Woodhams dribbles it out of the wing. Probing inside, takes a mid-range shot off the dribble, no good. Johnson brings it up for Finley. He's looking to get to the hoop. Reuter cuts him off. Maybe gets a piece of the ball there. Finley controls it. Edmonds now driving with the left hand high off the glass. No good. Rebound Reuter. Reuter's got a man behind him. Got to be careful. He is. Kicks it up to McQuinney. Back to Reuter for three. No good. And a rebound to Al Jansen. Kicks it up to Edmonds.
I think this is where Hillsdale needs to start at least running the shot clock down a little bit. Get it down to maybe like 15 seconds. Try to run some clock off before with this large lead.
As a Finley three-point attempt, no good. Joe Reuter corrals it. Ball now in the hands of Cole McQuinney. Woodhams on the wing. Kicks it to Mikey McCollum in the corner. Gives it to his man, Reuter. And going to be an offensive foul. Call again away from the ball on Charles Woodhams. Going to be an illegal screen. It'll be Finley's ball. Hillsdale leads it 67-45 with 6 minutes and 21 seconds left in the game.
Yeah, and although Bruns has fouled out, there hasn't been a lot of fouls on either side this game. It was really just Bruns with all the fouls for Finley.
One guy that had the brunt of the fouls. Al Jancic kicks it outside to his man Shaw. Shaw takes a three off the dribble. No good. Rebound Al Jancic. Trying to go back to work inside. Gets a shot up. No good, but he's fouled.
A lot of credit there to Shaw. It was a great move to find wide open space to hit that three-pointer, but just couldn't fall for him.
Yeah, nice little, what you call that, little shake sort of
shake,
crossover.
Shake and bake.
A little shake and bake.
Shake and bake. You just say shake, and I think shake and bake.
A little bit of shake and bake move that got him an open shot, didn't make it, as Aljancic makes the first free throw. Bolte and Vasu checking back in. Reuter and Woodhams will sit down. Chargers lead 67-46. 6 minutes left. Aljancic shoot one more free throw, and it's good.
Yeah, I think Hillsdale knows the press is coming, trying to get two guards in there with both Vasu and McQuinney now.
Yep. All a number of good ball handlers in the game with Bolte and Glazer as well. Mikey McCollum has it on the wing. Kicks it to Glazer. Glazer gets it to Bolte. Gets a good look from three. No good. Rebound. McCollum tries to save it. Unable to do so. He stepped out of bounds. It'll be Finley's ball.
Yeah, it was a good attempted save there by McCollum and Glazer, but I think they ran into each other, and just if they hadn't bumped each other, maybe they could have teamworked that and saved that one right there.
Luster brings it up for Finley. Now handoff to Aljancic. Another handoff to Roth. Roth has had a pretty nice game. Kicks it over to Luster. Back to Roth. Wants the three. Ends up drive, spin, mid-range shot. No good, but we got a foul on the shot on Cole McQuinney. So Roth will shoot two free throws. Just when we said that there weren't many fouls in this game, we've
picked up the amount of fouls.
Seems like we've had a couple of fouls in a row.
Yeah, McQuinney now has four as well. And a little bit of foul trouble here with 5 minutes left in the second half of play. But I don't think they're going to sub him out. He is their second-string point guard, and he plays a lot of minutes. But I think they're trying to get him some extra experience against the press, get him more prepared for if they have to play again.
Yep, get him more comfortable. Chargers still a comfortable lead in this one, up 67-49, coming up on 5 minutes left. Radicevic has it. Chargers beat the press with no problem. Vasu now in the corner. Cole McQuinney has it back up top. Tight pressure from the Finley defense. Trying to make things difficult here. Radicevic has it. Trying to work into the paint of the low block. Spin move, turnaround shot, no good. Ball is batted out right back to Radicevic. He gives it to Mikey McCollum. McCollum now trying to go to work in the paint. Throws up a shot, no good, no foul. Bolte is right there to catch the air ball and put it in.
Yeah, great aggressiveness there by Bolte, seeing a lane to the ball and just cutting in and grabbing it.
Everybody stopped like they thought a foul was going to be called, and Bolte was the only one still moving. Chargers now up by 20 again. As Aljancic goes to work inside, no good, shot missed. Vasu comes out with a rebound. He's going to be aggressive, getting into the paint. And a block shot that he got the ball back. McQuinney has it now on the perimeter for the Chargers. Back over to Vasu. Vasu gets it over to McQuinney off the screen. Back to Radicevic, always with that shot fake. And Radicevic kicks it back to McQuinney for three, and it's good.
I think that's McQuinney's fourth three-pointer of the game.
You think?
I believe so.
Unfortunately, we don't have the stats up here. Live stats updating like we usually do as we go to a break. You're listening to Charger Basketball on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM.
You're listening to Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM. Pushing the boundaries of radio and exploring new horizons with a perfect mix of student-hosted shows and nationally acclaimed radio shows, such as The Dennis Prager Show, The Hugh Hewitt Show, Our American Stories, and Veterans Chronicles. The future is here on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
Welcome back to Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. Hillsdale Charger basketball. The Chargers lead 72-49 against the Findlay Oilers. 4 minutes left in this game. Going to take something crazy here for the Oilers.
Yeah, nothing short of a miracle.
To get back in this game. Hillsdale played very solid throughout this one. Getting big contributions from a number of guys. Cole McQuinney, Eric Radicevic, both with really solid games. And Joe Reuter, as per usual, kind of just having a quiet, solid night. You know, you may not think about it much during the game, and then at the end of it, you look at the stat sheet, and he's leading in most categories.
He's probably got, I believe he has 11. I'll pull up the stats right now.
Just a solid game from him.
Reuter leads the team in points with 13.
Exactly.
McQuinney shooting 80% from three tonight, 4 for 5. Great shooting night for him. He has 12 points.
As Luster brings it up for Finley, handoff to Brandt. Kicks it over to Roth. Roth has been aggressive this whole game. He's aggressive again here. A little mid-range shot off the dribble is good. Gets it to go. As Vasu finds himself wide open, a little bit of a breakdown in Finley's press. Now he's in some trouble, but he gets out of it. Has the ball on the outside. Driving to the hoop aggressively. Gets it up. And one. Shot is good. Draws the foul. Chance for a three-point play.
Yeah, I think he was going to pass it out there, and then he got grabbed, heard the whistle, and immediately looked at the basket and see if he get a shot, and the ref gave it to him.
I think even Findlay is surprised at how aggressive Vasu has been. these past couple of possessions, most teams would try to dribble this thing out and run down the shot clock, but Vasu attacking the basket like it's any other point in the game. Al Jancic has it in the post, backing down Bolte, trying to get a turnaround shot. Nothing there. Kicks it out to Luster. Luster cross-court pass to Roth. Roth with Radicevic on him. Gets it out to Landers. Back to Roth. Takes a deep three with a hand in his face and buries it. That was a tough shot. He had Eric Radicevic all over him.
Very confident shot against a very big guy. Able to sink the three somehow.
It's Mikey McCollum. Kicks it out to Radicevic. Gosh, he gets people that shot fake so much. Passes it off to McCollum, who misses the three.
I mean, he made the one in the beginning, and then all of a sudden, people are jumping all game.
They really do. Roth takes another three for Finley and gets that one to go. Score now 74-57. Looks like Coach said that's enough of that. Let's get Charles Woodhams back in the game playing defense.
Yeah, he'll still...
McQuinney has it outside. Sorry, Evan, didn't mean to step on you there.
The lead has been cut down by Finley to 17 points, and I think Coach is going to put some changes in there, starting with Charles Woodhams.
Radicevic takes the shot after a few turnarounds. No good. Rebound Findlay. Landers has it on the other end. Now up to Luster at the top of the key. Luster, short, shifty guard. Kicks inside and then back out to Roth. Roth has hit two threes in a row. Check that 1-3 and 1 2-point shot. As Al Jancic takes the three, and now that one's good. 74-60 with 2 minutes left. But I'll admit I'm a little uneasy. Yep, looks like Reuter, Janowski, Glazer, and Woodhams all set to check back into this game. McCollum has it. Bounce pass to Radicevic. And a timeout by Hillsdale. I think Coach had seen enough. He wants to get his guys, get a few guys back into this game.
Get the starters back into the game. Janowski, Reuter, very, very experienced in this kind of situation.
So we'll go to a quick break. You're listening to Radio Free Hillsdale on 101.7 FM.
He's instituted some pretty sweeping reforms in our school.
Like what, Connie?
Like taking the gum machine out of the cafeteria.
What will you have?
A cup of coffee.
Sanke, panke, or schmanke.
That was When Radio Was. Hear more of the Golden Age of Radio weekdays at 10 p.m., Saturdays at 7 p.m., and Sundays at 3 a.m. on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
Welcome back to Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM. Listening to Hillsdale Charger basketball. Chargers up 74-60 with less than 2 minutes to play. Finley's able to hit a couple of threes now, make this game closer than it was, as Ashton Janowski will be fouled. Will they say on a shot attempt? Are they going to give him the shot attempt? Looks like the referees don't know either. Janowski wants the shot, and I think he'll get it.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to give him the shot. He was up in the air, ready to take his normal shot form, but they fouled him before he ever really got that arm going forward.
If anybody wants to say that wasn't a shot attempt, you don't know Ashton Janowski. That was a shot attempt because he makes the first free throw. What I mean by that is...
That's his shot. Janowski, that's where he likes it.
He likes to shoot the ball in the mid-range. He's good at it. He's good at shooting it off the dribble. He's also good at shooting free throws as he makes both of those. Chargers up by 16 as Roth drives it down, and he's blocked by Glazer at the rim. Great block by Caleb Glazer.
Yeah, and it looks like
Vasu is fouled on this end by Luster.
Looks like Finley's going to start fouling here, see if they can make something of this game, but that really seemed to be the end of it, the layup and then getting the ball back. That really seemed to be Finley had momentum there. Went on maybe a 10-12 point run, and now it's over.
And they had some momentum. Unfortunately for Finley, the hill was just a little bit too much to climb from the beginning. Being down by 25 with not much time left in the game, it's hard to come back from that, even when you hit a few threes. As Vasu will make both of the free throws. Chargers now up by 18 with a minute and 20 left to play. Brandt has it for the Oilers. Driving inside. Little floater shot is good. Janowski trying to beat this press before it can even get going. He gets across half court. Reuter now with the ball. Swings it over to Vasu. Inside to Woodhams. Gets an easy layup line layup. Brandt was trailing him and had no chance to stop it. Chargers now up 80-62 with less than a minute left.
Yeah, Hill still playing super aggressive even with this lead. Finding guys who are cutting down in the lane.
As Roth will make a basket and draw a foul. Chance for a three-point play here with about 45 seconds left. And I think in order to understand why they're being so aggressive, you may have to go back to that game that they lost just a few days ago to Finley when they were leading late in the game and weren't able to hang on to the lead. So
yeah, this game, very, very different result when they had that lead.
I think the sting from that one is...
Still
with them in this one,
them,
and,
yeah.
and they weren't going to take their foot off the gas no matter what happened today, no matter what the scoreboard says, as Reuter drives in aggressively and gets another layup.
Yeah, another great touch layup, puts some spin on the ball and just tosses it up there right against the corner of the backboard and falls in.
Shot clock is off here. Luster throws one up for the Oilers. Glazer gets the rebound. Chargers just got to get across half court. Vasu almost lost it out of bounds, but he gets it here. And Ashton Janowski will be able to dribble this one out as the Chargers close out this regular season the way they wanted to at home, get a little redemption here against Finley, and keep themselves alive for a chance of getting a home game in the GMAC tournament.
Yeah, they should get a home game now as they win 82-65 in a great game over Finley.
Great game all around. You got contributions from Reuter, from Radicevich, from McQuinney, from Woodhams. As per usual, no one guy standing out too much. Everybody who saw minutes tonight scored for the Chargers. Reuter leads with 15, then Woodhams with 13 points, McQuinney with 12, Janowski with 10, and then Vasu and Radicevich both with 9.
Woodhams also had 3 assists, and then Vasu had 6 rebounds, Yerian had 6 rebounds, Reuter had 5 rebounds, and Bolte had 5 rebounds as well.
Team basketball, that's what the Chargers like to play, and that's what they did here tonight as they win this one 82-65. Thank you for listening to Charger Basketball on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. Have a great night.